Today's scripture is in Acts chapter 2, verse 17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all my people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams.
Father, I know that your Holy Spirit abides with me. I also know that your Spirit is what enables me to speak the gospel with boldness. You alone, Lord, give me that vibrant life that you've meant for me to live my entire life. You are the light in this world of darkness, Lord. During the days ahead, prepare me to be a testimony of your love and grace. Quicken me, O Lord, and make me new. Amen.
Today, think about it. The days that we are living in are the last days. Whether Jesus returns in our lifetimes or not, we can discern the signs of the time, and his return is imminent. What are you doing during this wonderful time of Earth's history to hasten the return of our beloved bridegroom? In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Has he poured out his spirit on you, my friend? Or do you just exist in this world, saying that you're a follower of Christ, but never making a difference? What are you doing in this greatest time of Earth's history to hasten the return of our beloved bridegroom?
Today's action. If you belong to Christ, he is your beloved. Beginning today, think of Jesus as the highest love of your life. Place nothing in this world before him. You will be surprised at how much you will begin to anticipate his returning. Today's treasure is found in Isaiah 57, verse 18. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comfort to him and to his mourners.